What must have happened in the life of St. Paul that he would come to the point of saying, I consider everything rubbish. I consider everything rubbish compared to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Now, for us, the word rubbish is kind of a sanitized word. Realizing that we are in mixed company and we have children amongst us. But if you were to translate the Greek word literally, it would have only four letters. Paul was adamant. Everything is rubbish compared to knowing Christ Jesus. See, he had this experience. He had this incredible experience of the love and the mercy of God. He had this experience of his sins being forgiven. He had this experience of Christ coming to him, not to condemn him, not to say, oh, because you do such a good job, you earn my favor. But Christ came to him on that road to Damascus, and undoubtedly every time he celebrated Mass, every time he gathered with the assembly, and he became aware that Jesus simply loved him. That Jesus was the one who was on the ground looking up at Paul. That Jesus was the one who said, your sins are not too great. Paul, no doubt, carried that within him. So throughout his whole life, he realized that who he was in Christ. And so he would eventually even give his life. Began to realize and see the world in a new way. Our prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, Isaiah says, don't think about how God delivered you from Egypt and the dead the soldiers and the Egyptians were floating on the sea. He goes, that's nothing. Perceive something new. God is doing something new in our midst. The fact that 10 feet of snow has melted here in Minnesota is nothing. But did you notice this morning as you came to church, on the trees and on the bushes, there are tiny little buds? I didn't either. But someone told me that. See, there's these little buds. There's something. And what God wants is for you and for me to gain a new perception, a deeper perception, that there's something new happening. That's why our day of mercy on Wednesday was so beautiful. It was all these people who came and celebrated this beautiful sacrament of God's mercy and realizing that God is doing something new. But oh, we need to learn to perceive it, to see it, to become aware. You see, it was really easy for the Israelites as they came out of Egypt. They saw the Egyptians on the shore. They saw the manna on the ground. They saw the quail come to feed them. They realized their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. But God says he's doing something even greater. And even though the Egyptians forgot it, or the Israelites forgot it over and over and over again, and the Lord, you can see him pulling his hair out like, I'm doing all this stuff. You don't see the amazing things. How will you ever see the subtle realities of the truth of the heart? So God gave to Paul this incredible gift, the gift given to all of us of the Holy Spirit, so that we can see. We can really see with our heart, and we can see the subtle reality of God in our lives. And we can come to that same point that Paul came to that seeing God's love and mercy in our hearts, we see everything else comparatively as rubbish. Nada. It's the experience of the woman in today's gospel. See, I am that woman. I am that one caught over and over again. I am that one who's caught with my hand in the cookie jar. I am the one caught before God. I am the one dragged before the Lord. And may I perceive what Jesus says to me. I did not come to condemn, but to save. John 3:17. He came to bring us to life. Now, why is it that Jesus would do that? What is it that got Jesus, if you will, to die on the cross? This morning as I was praying in our house where our little rectory, we have a little chapel. In our little chapel, we have a little tabernacle that someone crafted for us. It's beautiful. And on the chapel, on the top of the tabernacle, it has a lamb, but not a lamb victorious, a lamb slain. You won't see it too often in pictures that way because it's also got the flag of victory. It's my rectory, things are different. What can I say? But I was thinking, the reason why Jesus was slain for you and for me is that he has the eyes of God, and God looks at everything that he made as rubbish compared to knowing you and me, compared to being with you and me and the person next to you. God looks at everything as nothing. And God knows the universe. He made it. He saw the first sunrise. And nothing compares to that, to beholding us. I don't get it either. But God wants to give us the Lord's perception for him, for one another. Begins exactly where Paul began, acknowledging our weakness, beginning to see everything compared to the love of God as nada. Do you not perceive it?